Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, call in the pets. It's time for the Red M Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Red M Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Classic Care Cleaners, and the U.S. Army. A good evening, everybody, and thanks to Heine Manush and his all-star band as we crank up another night of the Brenham Sports Line. And as always in studio, our Sports Line mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, as we bring you another week of the Brenham Sports Line. A day late, but not a dollar shy, because, well, of course, yesterday was a holiday, at least for some of us, it was a holiday. Some people had to work.
I'm sorry, you're talking to me?
Yeah, talking to you. Sorry. There, buddy boy.
Sorry, yeah, no, yeah. No, I mean, I work, but I mean, nobody else is
here. But
you
don't, but, dude, on your roughest day, you hardly work.
No, I wouldn't say it, man. I'm a busy man behind the scenes.
Yeah, this is tough. This is tough.
Nobody else was here? Just you?
Just me.
Really?
Just me.
Okay.
Nobody of significance, I would say.
So that was you imitating Josh doing the news yesterday?
He doesn't count.
Wow.
I would like to see that. I would like to see a full newscast where Craig just puts on his glasses and goes full Josh.
Hey, not him, but I've done it all before. Josh isn't here.
Yes. This is the point of the show where Craig reminds us that he is the hardest working man in radio.
You better believe it, buddy boy.
And two times the hardest worker at the station in general.
Yeah. At least you know what's going on. I'm not.
There's a difference between putting in hours and working hard.
Yeah. Just because you don't see it.
Hmm.
Behind your rose-colored glasses.
Yes. So rosy.
Yeah, I'd like to see you digging ditches for a living there, buddy. Anyway, we are here. Craig Montana, yep. Blake Hickerson, Sports Doc, here on the Sports Line. Brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. Also, Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And the U.S. Army. So, we are here on a Tuesday night because we supposedly all had yesterday off, or some of us had yesterday off.
Yeah.
And so we're here on a Tuesday night with our NFL spectacular.
There we go. Yes.
It's
just days away.
It is a spectacular.
Mere hours.
That's it. But before we get to that, do have an announcement that came down the line earlier today from the Brenham School District.
Okay.
Due to the COVID-19 restrictions and for the safety of patrons, ticket takers, and community, all Brenham ISD athletic tickets will be sold online. So all BISD tickets will be sold online for the games.
Okay.
Includes all sports as well as junior high.
Oh, okay.
And will allow for minimal contact with ticket takers and allow the district to track stadium and gym capacity. Tickets may be purchased on the BISD website under the athletics page. And unfortunately, they will not be selling tickets at the gate. And if you have questions, just contact the BISD athletic office.
Well, now I've got a question for you. I hate to kill the segment real quick, but do we know if these do you purchase them and then you just show your phone?
I have no idea.
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are we going online, purchased, and paperless?
You know, that last sentence, contact the Brenham athletic office. I think pertains to that right there.
There you go. Okay. That is important because I am now a you know, a patron and fan of the Brenham Cabet sports system.
That's it. Yes, wow. the junior high volleyball team.
That's right, junior high volleyball. You'll see me at some of those games.
Aren't they excited about that?
They should be.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad that we stopped at track and field in junior high.
All right, and again, that announcement is posted to our website. So if you have any questions, just go to our website, check it out, and then contact the athletic office if you have any questions, and Heidi will help you out. So there you go.
All right, then.
All right.
That is important information.
Yes, indeed it is. And we'll announce that again a little later on as the show goes on.
And throughout the week at nauseam.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But the matter at hand tonight, the National Football League.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to say that in tones that speak to what this means.
I mean, a better host would have had some NFL Films music to be playing there behind the scenes. Yeah, yeah, I said it.
Well, you know I what? If this host had help from some people, maybe we could get that done.
That's the thing is too much heavy lifting.
I didn't have time this afternoon, dude. I'm sorry. I was having life-saving procedures being done this afternoon. So, sorry I couldn't be here to do that.
It's not hard going click. Click, yeah. Click, click.
too bad they don't have those computers you can take with you.
Right, yeah.
And we do want to remind, Astros fans, as soon as this show's over, we will go to Astros baseball. Mm-hmm. Big doubleheader.
Yeah.
Astros trail the A's by 4.5 right now.
And there's not much baseball left.
The Astros have lost 6 in a row.
Yeah.
And
that weekend
7 of their last 8. 7 of the last 9.
Hard to hit the ball if you don't know what's coming.
That's it.
Oh, that's
my favorite. That's my favorite quote of the year. That is my favorite quote of the year. Oral Hershiser doing Dodger baseball. Altuve's batting average is about .210 at the time. And he said, tough hitting when you don't know what's coming.
It is true.
Where
fastball, right or wrong, real different pitches.
Whether it's right or wrong, that's a great line. Meanwhile, of course, we're getting ready for the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun. And let's take a look back last year as all three of us nailed it. We all picked Kansas City to win the Super Bowl.
Did we?
And all three of us were right.
Wow.
What are the odds of that happening?
Well, last year, more so than any other year, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And none of us had San Francisco in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
San Francisco didn't have themselves in the Super Bowl.
No.
Yeah. In fact, I think all three of us had Minnesota in the Super Bowl against Kansas City, and we were all wrong on that one.
Yeah.
We had a pretty good, excuse me.
Are you going to be okay over there?
Yeah. Caught something. I'm not sure what.
Scoot over, Blake.
Yep, that's exactly what you want to hear this time of year.
Go that way.
I know. Now, be that as it may, we all hit on Kansas City. We all missed on Minnesota, and rest of the picks we were pretty good. We had a pretty good year last year, but now it's time. Forget about last year. Last year was last year.
Okay.
Forget about it. It's time to concentrate on 2020. And if this is like how the rest of the year went, this could be a disaster.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Well, the travel for the NFL is going to be a lot different than this year.
Yeah. Game prep is going to be something different.
So many people, from assistants to trainers to coaches to players to executives. I mean, there's a lot of folks to move around.
And things are going to be different from team to team. Kansas City is going to allow, I believe, 25% capacity at their games. Many teams, nobody.
Right.
Empty stadiums.
The East Coasters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, empty stadiums. So, and of course, they'll do like they do at the baseball games, pump in crowd noise.
Are they gonna, they're going to pump in crowd noise.
Some are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, I don't, you know, if there's no crowd there, then I don't care if there's crowd noise or not.
I don't know. And I guess if you're watching on TV, yeah, because the crowd noise doesn't affect you that much. But now, if you're
I can see when the visiting team has the ball, turn up the crowd noise.
Just a little extra.
Home team's got it, turn it way down.
But if you're at the field, those players, it's going to be a little bit different. You know, if you're in a quiet stadium like that.
Plus, at some point, you got to have some fat drunk guy cussing. You know, if you want the real feel of an NFL game.
Yeah. Depending on what city.
Yeah. I've seen those Philly games before. They're everywhere.
Yes.
That's true. That's true. But as we take a look, you guys, you want to just start with our picks, or do you want to, let's see, first take a look. Tell you what, we'll start with your team. We'll start go ahead and analyze the Dallas Cowboys a little bit. What do you expect from the Cowboys this year? I mean, there's a lot of pressure on this football team this year.
You expect a lot. They added a lot in the offseason on both sides of the football. Just today, they're going to, you know, re-sign or extend it Randy Gregory for another year or two. They get him back in week 7, so that adds a lot more to the defensive line. So you expect a lot, you know, offensively, defensively, across the board.
Biggest addition, hands down, coach
Mike McCarthy.
Addition by subtraction. Is that the key to the Cowboys this year? Addition by subtraction.
I think so.
You know, I'd say you easily have to say he's good for 2 wins, most likely 3. Just in Garrett just never. You know, he came out and he was going to be a head coach and offensive coordinator. Then decided, well, 2 jobs at the same time, can't really do that. And just never.
You got to be good
really
at one of them.
And he wasn't good at either one. No,
he wasn't. Game management was something that he completely just never understood. Game management, how many timeouts that we're supposed to have, when to use them, things like, you know, they should have just had a radio guy standing next to him so he could back time.
Right.
You know, here's the play clock. Here's the game clock. Here's the timeouts. Here's how you could get all these timeouts in still. But this is a guy.
And we're going to see how Mike McCarthy does without having to answer to Aaron Rodgers every turn.
Well, that and a revamped staff. I mean, they gutted.
Yeah, they did.
The Cowboys staff. And he got his pick. And if you look at it, these are almost all across the board that he brought in, all guys with head coaching experience, mm-hmm. coaching position players. And so, you know, you got Jim Nolan has been, people have been singing his praises left and right. The word you keep hearing out of Cowboys camp is, you don't know what to expect from the defense. They said, you know, you always knew we were going to play 2 high safety and rush 4, and that was it. They said, now we still look like we might run 2 high safety, but that's not what we're going to be running. And then also mixing out hybrid 3-4 defense to it.
Yeah, being able to disguise defense a little bit kind of helps out.
And, there we go.
You know, offensively, then you add CeeDee Lamb. I mean,
and you get
more playing time for Blake Jarwin, who is going to be a more athletic option at the tight end position. Offensive line's a little bit more banged up than you'd like to see, but
you just got to get the ball out quicker.
The wild card in the whole thing. When does Jerry become Jerry? When does Jerry pull a Jerry move?
Oh well, what's the season coaching the team?
Once the
season starts, I mean, there's just not much more for him to do. And Stephen Jones has really handled things
over the years. Yeah. You can see a little more of Stephen's presence because Jerry's not quite during the season doing the things that he.
But what I'm saying is, I can't remember the last time I saw him on the sidelines.
Yeah.
At some point in the season, Jerry's going to pull a Jerry move.
No, not necessarily.
Like I said, with Steven, you can see, you know, Steven, like, he's reining him in a little bit. You know, Steven's, you know, he's getting a little more control, more hands-on, I guess, more voice.
You know, Jerry's already been put in check as far as the national anthem. You know, Jerry said nobody on my players can disrespect the flag or do whatever for the national anthem. And he was on that. And then somebody, probably aside from the players, Steven, just said, look,
yeah,
this is, you don't want to lose the Super Bowl before the season starts. And you can lose the Super Bowl before the season starts by losing your team.
So we'll see now as we take a look at the Cowboys, break it down a little bit. What's all right? Obviously, you've got all these weapons on offense,
mm-hmm.
but it all starts with Zeke.
It all starts
and ends with Zeke.
Yeah, the run game's gonna be the most important thing, and they said that they run a little bit more. I read today they're gonna send Zeke and Tony Pollard more like in the receiver role. I think that's kind of a crazy thing to read right there. But Zeke on the field and getting him going, feeding Zeke, everything runs through that.
Well, and the other thing, we talked about defense and disguising defenses. Offense had the same problem. You knew exactly what they were going to do offensively, right, by the formation, they started to pick it up more last year with Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator, a lot more pre-snap movement. You're going to see a lot more of that and a lot more disguise in what they're going to do. Because it used to be you can set your clock to, it's first down, they're going up the middle with Zeke. And everybody knew it. And it was always a miracle if he were able to get 3 yards. So I think a lot of it just has to do with, we're going to do what we've been doing, what we're successful at doing, without being obvious about it.
Yeah.
And, of course, through the draft now, the Cowboys with even more weapons through the air. Boy, I tell you what, the Cowboys could, by the end of this season, they could boast the NFL's best trio of wide receivers by the end of this season.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure what they've done, that they're going to funnel a lot of that through Dak and see, can he shoulder, is he worth the hundreds of millions of dollars that he wants to get paid? Through this season with those three receivers and a tight end and maybe throwing more to the backs.
Can he beat a team with a winning record?
Well, we'll see this year. Yeah. Was that play calling last year? Was it him?
That's the thing. This is where the rubber meets the road on that is you've got a guy.
Nice cliche.
Yeah.
Well, it is. You've got a guy now who's, there's no more excuses. 4,900 yards passing, great. Sounds good and everything. Almost throw for 5,000 yards, but that got you 8-8.
Yeah.
You had a 1,000-yard rusher. You had 2,000-yard receivers. You had a quarterback almost there. And the defense wasn't so bad that you went 8-8.
Yeah.
There was whole lot of reasons, and a lot of it has to do with
play calling
and such a rah-rah guy as he is, and such a motivation, or we're going to go to Valley Forge and we're going to go to these war sites and we're going to take a trip to NASA. We're going to do all these motivational things. None of it helped their mental preparation. The amount of false starts, I mean, just pre-snap penalties and things that are such an easy aspect of the game, I think you're going to get rid of. And I think that is going to help a lot because the Cowboys have been known more in recent times than an explosive offense for having back-breaking penalties at the worst time. Go pick up a 25-yard pass downfield and you have a tripping penalty.
How many times did Tyron Smith get called for just like knucklehead plays, penalties last year?
He was very Flozell the Hotel.
Yeah, it was just like, it was awful.
Takes you back to the days of Phil Pozderek.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know, you probably don't remember. I guarantee your mom remembers his name.
Oh, yeah, good thing. Good for her.
She's
yeah.
still cursing him. By the way, it is football season. If there's any pickles to start off the season.
Yeah, with, that would sure be nice.
That would be real nice.
Yeah.
Hey, don't talk to her.
This is the Brenham Sports Line, and we're going to talk about the Houston Texans coming up in just a minute right here on the Sports Line.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs. Superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Michelob Ultra distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Don't let the uniform fool you. In the U.S. Army, every soldier is unique. With multiple ways to serve and 150 career opportunities, including medical, aviation, linguistics, and engineering, you can create your own path. And whatever you choose, you'll get all the training and resources you need to succeed for the long haul. And depending on the career you choose, you may also earn up to $40,000 in bonuses and incentives if you qualify. To find out more, stop by the U.S. Army Recruiting Office in College Station or Brenham, or learn more at GoArmy.com.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, and we're talking football, our NFL preseason edition. Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Classic Air Cleaners, and the U.S. Army. All right, we talked about the Cowboys ad nauseum. Now let's turn our attention to the team you can hear right here on KWHI all season long, including two nights from tonight.
Yeah, man. Ooh.
The Houston Texans, and I guess you could just call them you could probably change their name to the Bill O'Brien Texans now, because he's in charge of everything.
He had his hands all over the offseason, I'll tell you that much.
Man. And I'm not liking what I'm seeing. The Texans are going from a team that the last 7 years has been a favorite to win the division almost every year.
Yeah.
To I think they're going to be an also ran this year. I think it's going to be a struggle. I think he's made all of his roster moves have been bad roster moves. The one thing he did was getting an impact left tackle.
Oh, I think let's not sell getting your starting quarterback signed up through.
Yeah, okay,
throw that to the wayside.
That's a plus.
I would say he's looking a lot smarter today than he has all offseason with the re-signing. The extension that DeAndre Hopkins got broke off, he negotiated himself, mind you. Mm-hmm.
That is a weird one, too. 2 years. It was like 2 years and, $54 million?
Well, they tacked 2 years on to the 3 years he had remaining, so that bumps his salary up to 18.8. And if you look at that and at the talks, he couldn't have been in... you can't have him, Tunsil, Watson, Cunningham, still have J.J. Watt. The money just was not going to be there if you had to pay him that. It turns out he did maybe the right move. I don't know about taking in the contract that he did.
Yeah.
But I think David Johnson still has something left.
There's still something in that tank, I think.
I think he could be a guy who Bill O'Brien hasn't had, which is a three-down back. If he can catch the ball in the backfield, do all those things. Now, you don't got to get 100 yards rushing, but you got to get 100 yards from scrimmage from your running back position.
He wants to be a 1,000-1,000 guy, though, again.
Good. Hopefully he does. I think as David Johnson goes, I think the Texans will go.
Yeah. Because other than that, Ben, because you signed Deshaun Watson to this, you know, huge deal. But my question, I still, you know, the receivers to catch it. I mean, Will Fuller, I don't know if he plays in a 16-game season.
He's never lasted. He's never lasted a full season in the NFL.
I don't think
he can be the number one guy because he wasn't the number one guy in college.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be the number one guy. They'll have a bunch of, like, you know, 1Bs.
It'll be kind of like, well, of course, O'Brien is a Belichick disciple. Mm-hmm. And one of Belichick's deals, except for the 1 year that he had Randy Moss, is wide receiver by committee.
Yeah.
Get four or five guys that you can throw to.
They've got it, but tell me this, with the receivers they have, Brandon Cooks, Kenny Stills, Will Fuller, you know, which one of the, do any of the guys run a full route tree?
Brandon Cooks does.
You don't think
Will Fuller? Will Fuller, my biggest thing on Will Fuller is, you know, supposedly he devoted his offseason to really perfecting his body. And I think that that's oddly enough the opposite of what he should have done.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you have so many soft tissue injuries, you have gotten too much muscle. You have gotten too big, bigger than what your body is meant to be. And then at a point in time, you just go, okay, I need to lay off of some of this stuff. I need to get more, a little bit more yoga, a little less, you know, right, hitting the weights and running and doing certain things like that. So hopefully, if he could be, he could be a number one guy. Just because he wasn't at Notre Dame, that's not necessarily his fault.
No, I understand that. I understand that. Just kind of making a point that he's never been that number one go-to guy. And a big part of that is attitude. You know, does he have the attitude? I want the football when the game's on the line.
You'll find that out this season. Yeah. But what you got to know is you look at the stats with him on the field as opposed to off. And the Texans are a Super Bowl team when he has been on the field across from Nuke.
Yeah, but I was going to say, that's because on the other side of the field, you know, was DeAndre Hopkins.
Right, but that's still, you look at the statistics all across the board.
Yeah.
Everybody's numbers are better with him on the field. So it says something.
Yeah.
It says something.
Take pressure away, Nuke, or he's open because the pressure's on Nuke.
But I like your Patriots saying, I think what you're dealing with now is you got the forest as opposed to, you know, a couple trees.
Ooh.
You got three very capable wideouts who all bring a lot of similar things to the table, but you get them all spread out there in the three wide set with those three guys and David Johnson in the backfield. I mean, a dump off to David Johnson, if you got those three guys running deep routes, a lot of room to mosey.
And now let's look at the other side of the football, though.
Hmm.
That's a team that the defense has, I'm not saying deteriorated, but it has,
they haven't done
to
a
an
lot.
Extent, deteriorated little by little as the years have gone on. J.J. Watt is not an every down player anymore.
No.
And they've lost players either to free agency or, you know, different trades and moves. Is that still a defense that can win a division championship?
No.
I've seen worse defenses win division championship. I mean, you got to think Kansas City Chiefs defense was not good the majority of the season.
Right.
They played well when they needed to. You look at Indianapolis Colts during Peyton Manning's era, never what you would consider to be an average defense. No. They were always subpar. So I think the answer to that is yes, but their secondary is beat up and bad, and every gamble that they have thrown out there just has not worked whatsoever. They let some guys go that they should have kept some guys they should have let go, drafted some guys they shouldn't have, got gifted some guys on, you know, Gary and Conley. I mean, that's what type of season you get out of Gary and Conley is going to determine how good that secondary could be. Also, Justin Reed, you know, is he going to be healthy? Is he going to take another step? Those two most important guys on the entire defense, I think more so than the health of J.J. Watt, are those two guys on the back end.
Well, we'll see. We'll see come Thursday night. Of course, wow, how about this right out of the chute? You get the Kansas City Chiefs opening night.
Mm-hmm.
The next Sunday, you got the Baltimore Ravens.
Man.
And in fact, I believe their first seven games, they play six playoff teams.
That's rough.
It is rough.
If you're a Texans fan, you can't realistically hate on your team if you start the season off 0-3.
Yeah.
You still got a good shot at making the playoffs, but 0-3.
Well, especially in that division, because that division is, I think 9-7 wins the division.
Yeah, it's not a very strong division.
No, it's not.
I mean, there's only three teams in the division. I don't even count Jacksonville this year because they're
trying to lose on purpose anyway.
So they don't even count this year.
I'm curious to see how good exactly, now that he is someplace else, whole new thing. I want to see how good Phillip Rivers is.
Yeah.
This will be one of the best teams he's played for. You know,
I think this is in the twilight of his pretty good numbers. Just, he's been around forever, and he's going to be, just because of the numbers, and of course it's also due to the different era of football, but he's talked about as a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Ugh.
And if he's going to do it, it's got to be at this part of his career with Indy. I mean, that's what I think really cemented Kurt Warner, was his twilight career with Arizona.
That and the story, you know, coming off of bagging groceries to go, you know, play.
Hey, many a good start-off story hasn't gotten into the hall.
Hey, the one thing you can always say about Phillip Rivers, he is in the Hall of Fame of trash-talking.
He's in the Hall of Fame of baby-making.
He can do it without cussing.
He's in the Hall of Fame of baby-making, man.
Yes, he is. What's he got, like 14 kids or something?
It's a lot. It is a lot.
But the funny thing
is, his wife does not run a fast 40 time. I'll tell you that much.
But I tell you one thing is, and everybody in the NFL says this, he talks trash with the best of them, but not one dirty word out of his mouth.
You know, I got called, 10 years ago, somebody called me a jerk. And it was such a, just, you know, I've been called some awful things. I mean, and that one was just such a throwback that I was like, wow, that was me. I think Phillip Rivers is just, could throw out some stuff like that. Oh, you're just like, wow.
I mean, it's hilarious because sometimes they mic him up and you'll hear stuff like, that's right, 92, you stink. You guys stink. You guys are terrible. You guys are horrible. You guys are awful. You stink. You know, and he's calling people jerks and idiots. And it's,
did Phillip Rivers just tell me my mother wore combat boots?
Yeah. He's down and dirty, man.
I don't know. All right.
Well, we're gonna tell you exactly who's going to win.
When
we come back, yes, we are. And because we had such a successful year last year, we're going to get them all wrong this year, I'm afraid.
That's my goal.
That's it. Coming up, our picks on the sports line.
The Washington County Fair, the oldest county fair in Texas, is excited to be moving forward with the 2020 event. Beginning with the Rabbit Show on Saturday, September 12th, family and friends are invited to come watch our county's youth show their projects at the fairgrounds in Brenham. If you plan to attend, please follow these simple rules. Wear your mask while inside fair buildings. Socially distance when on the fairgrounds. Use hand wash and sanitizer stations provided on site. And do not attend if you're feeling ill. Come watch your kids, but please allow that same opportunity for other families and friends once your kids are done. To find out when different projects will be judged, visit the fair website, washingtoncountyfair.com/events. Daily updates will also be posted to the fair's Facebook page. Exhibitors should check their emails daily for updates and additional forms. Things will be a little different, but the 152nd Washington County Fair is still happening September 12th through the 19th at the fairgrounds in Brenham. It's Burton Panther football on KWHI. For tonight, it's the home opener of the Panthers and Brazos Consolidated. 7:30 kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com. Panther football brought to you by Burton Park Project, LaRoche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Burton Shortstop, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Susan Keel, and TNT Car Wash.
American Overhead Door Company. American Overhead Door Company, the true American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company, 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company, 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. And go visit their showroom for your American flag.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food at a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 979-830-0450. With over 30 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talent of Design 2.
Rosie, come out tonight!
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line. Blake, Craig, Doc, and the boss. Oh, yeah, baby.
To play for bumpers? Huh? You have any other music you play for bumpers?
Not on Sportsline, baby.
Okay. I was just asking.
It's the Doc and the Boss show.
Okay.
The Sportsline is the Doc and the Boss show.
I can find other music for you.
No,
help
you cannot.
You out.
No, you cannot. All right.
I need my own Saturday morning bumpers. That's what I need.
Get a computer, man.
That's it. All right.
Why don't you do your job and I tell you what to add and you just do it?
Oh, my.
Now that we've analyzed the Cowboys and the Texans,
we did our best at it, man.
It's time to make our picks.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Prediction.
Now it's time to phone it in.
You betcha. So let's start out with the AFC. We'll start out with the AFC North.
Okay.
We'll start with the North. And I tell you what. With the return of Ben Roethlisberger, I think the Steelers make a race out of it. I think they and the Ravens take it right down to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
I think having Big Ben back is going to help that team out immeasurably.
And
a healthy Connor.
Yeah, James Connor. And
James
that
Connor
defense
healthy.
Is going to be something else. Yes. Yeah, that's going to be their defense is really good this year.
But I tell you what, I can't wait for that first Ravens-Steelers game.
Oh, man.
And they always play on prime time. So
it's, as they should.
The term slobber knocker gets thrown around a lot these days.
Yeah.
But.
So I think it's good. I've got both teams finishing 12-4.
Okay.
And the Ravens win the division on a tiebreaker.
Okay.
I think the Bengals are going to be vastly improved. I think they're a 7-9 football team. They'll make their improvements incrementally.
Mm-hmm.
And the Browns, I think the Browns are a 500 club at best.
Yeah, they're just Cleveland. Only because they're just Clevelands.
Yeah.
They find ways to upset their fans.
Although I do think Baker Mayfield has a much better year this year. I think he. Even Baker Mayfield learned something from last year, and that's that he's got to be a leader, and I think he's going to have an improved season this year.
Can he mature a little bit?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. That'd be big.
I think one of the things that'll happen is that they learned something, which is they brought in Kevin Stefanski, and they've re-signed Kareem Hunt. Now, yeah, 2-year deal.
That was a weird re-signing today.
Well, here's what it is. I think what you're going to do is to have a more successful Baker Mayfield, you're going to have less Baker Mayfield. You got two very competent running backs you can run the football with. You got a healthy wide receiver now, hopefully, in Beckham that you really just need to hit here and there with a possession guy like Jarvis Landry. Still not good enough. I'm with you guys. Middle of the road, 8-8. I'm not as high on Pittsburgh as y'all are. I think it's Baltimore's division. And I think it's not only Baltimore's division, it's Baltimore with a first round bye.
Really? Okay. Because, you know, I was going to say, we are saying that Pittsburgh's going to be vastly improved with a nearly 40 year old quarterback.
That last week he's on the field, threw for like over 5,000 yards. Yeah, the ninth best quarterback season in history for yardage. I mean, he had a great year last time he played 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
And the only Hall of Fame quarterback from the first round of that draft.
Wow.
Okay. Now, would we take a look? Now, let's take a look at the South.
That's over Rivers and Eli Manning, in case y'all didn't know.
Eli, only because he won Super Bowls that he can be even considered.
Oh,
awful.
Now we move on to the South.
Okay.
Texans, I think they're a sub 500 team this year. I think they're, and a lot of that is their schedule. They got a brutal schedule.
Yeah.
And I think they start off, like you were saying, I think they start off 0-3, and you know what? I think that sinks them. I think that gets in their heads, and I think they finish 7-9 this year. I like the Titans. Yeah, 9-7 maybe. 8-8 might win that division. The Titans and the Colts battle it out for whoever can finish 9-7 or 8-8.
Yeah. I've got the Colts taking it just because Phillip Rivers actually playing probably the best team that he's played for in his career, best offensive line, receiver. You know, they're okay. Defense, you know, they're great defensively in Indianapolis this year. So yeah, I'll take them handily over Tennessee this year.
Okay.
See, I think this year there's going to be somebody on the outside looking in. That this is probably going to be the most competitive, not the greatest division, but the most competitive. That I think that you will have two teams get in and one team won't. But the Colts, I mean, I like Tennessee to take it, but I think the Colts or the Texans very easily. It's going to be a three-man race, and it's going to come down to the very end of the season.
Okay.
But with that being said, none of them is going to the conference championship.
They'll lose. No. Whoever wins that division losing the first round.
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jaguars 2-14. They get the number one pick.
You're giving them a couple wins.
I'm giving them two wins this year. Yeah.
Will that be enough to get Lawrence?
Just because at some point they will probably beat the Texans.
At some
they
point, do Gardner year. Minshew to DJ Chark six times.
Yeah. Now we move on to the East, which for the last couple of decades has belonged to the Patriots. Does it still belong to the Patriots?
Nope.
No.
Aha.
No.
You both say no.
Yes, I say no.
All right.
Buffalo is much improved. And New England.
But they're still Buffalo.
They're still Buffalo, but New England. I know they got Cam Newton. I don't know if Cam Newton's how he fits into the Belichick system. Brady being gone. And you know, Cam Newton, he's not a dink and dunk passer. You know, he wants to throw it up, you know, every once in a while often. And they've got N'Keal Harry is their big, tall guy. You know, Julian Edelman, maybe, I don't know. But I just don't see them. I see them coming in second.
It's just closely. It's just all Buffalo. Buffalo's just going to beat up that division.
I don't know if they'll beat them. I think New England comes in. They're going to be close in the division, but Buffalo's going to be better.
Oh, no. Buffalo's going to be punching people in the mouth all season.
You can never discount that Belichick factor. The guy just finds ways to win games.
Well, I'm going to say until somebody does beat them, I'm going to just stick with the Patriots. It's like back in the 90s when the Atlanta Braves won the West every single year. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Somebody beat them. Somebody beat them, and then I won't pick them.
I'm not going to fall.
I'm going to stay with the Patriots. I think the Patriots win it at 11-5. I think Buffalo at 10-6.
Yeah,
is a wild card team.
It's got to happen sometime, and this is the best year for it to happen.
Yeah, see, I've got Buffalo. Buffalo's the only team
I like the
making
team.
The playoffs
tandem mm-hmm. of I like the tandem of Belichick and Cam Newton, I think, because it gives Belichick a different kind of weapon. You know, he didn't have that, you know, Brady, what, you know, 20 years in the league.
I don't think New England's a 500 team.
Yeah.
Wow. I think they'll have to make the switch. To Stidham to see what they've got and probably try to get a little lower in the draft.
I saw one projection that the Patriots were a 5-11 team. So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. I think they're the opposite. I think they're 11-5. I think they win the division.
Can Cam Newton play football the way that Bill Belichick wants him to play football? You know, sit in the pocket and make your passes.
No, the big question is, can Cam... Because the answer to that is no.
Yeah. See.
The answer to that is no. The big question is, can Bill Belichick change his coaching style around a quarterback?
No.
So
I don't think so.
We'll see. I think he can.
I don't know. Well, he can. He can. Any coach can. The question is will
he willing
they?
To do it? Is he willing to do
There's
it?
There's too many coaches I've known that would rather lose their way.
Nice. So let's move on to the West. This is the easiest one of them all. Kansas City rolls in the West.
I think they will. I like the Broncos.
I like the Broncos.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I got them falling in dead last in that division.
Now, I think the addition of Judy means that now they can.
Drew Lock is still the quarterback. I don't care what you say. They added this. Drew Lock's still the quarterback. Whatever you say, Drew Lock is your quarterback.
Yeah.
He was a top college player, but the sample size of the NFL is very small, and they've put a lot of talent around him. So
they've got a legitimate running game. They got a legitimate running game.
More than legitimate. They got a two-headed monster.
I have no confidence in Drew Lock to be an NFL quarterback.
Well, we'll see. John Elway has put a lot of it, but he's also went all in before, so
I like the Broncos.
I don't think
they're a 9-7.
I think the worst team is going to be the Chargers. I think middle of the road, 7-9, 8-8 for both the Raiders and the Chargers, and the Broncos. No, I got the Chargers.
Granted, the Chargers won't be good either.
I don't got the Chargers winning 7 games.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
Yeah, he's not a good quarterback either. He just played a long time.
All right, let's move on to the NFC North. The Black and Blue Division.
Yes.
The Vikings, just because I just don't think any of the other teams are that good.
I'm with the Vikings and I don't know that Green Bay makes the playoffs.
I think Green Bay's
got a chance to finish last in that division.
I think they'll finish ahead of Chicago.
I think the Packers are no better than a 7-9 team.
They'll finish better than Chicago, but that's not saying much. Yeah. Detroit will be way better than Green Bay.
I've got Detroit.
When you look at it, Green Bay
got a lot of bounces. Got won a lot of close games.
Yeah.
And so what do they do to help out? They're going to lose those.
What do they do to help out Aaron Rodgers in the offseason other than cut his favorite receiver?
All season now. Plus, Aaron Rodgers, that pick that the Packers made in the first round of the draft is going to be messing with Aaron Rodgers' head all season.
He's not even going to have the opportunity because they're not going to let him throw the ball. They're just going to
give it to Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, A.J. Dillon. They're going to give it to anybody except for when it comes down to the fact that they've done that and it hadn't been good enough to win. Then they're going to force Aaron Rodgers to throw to one wide receiver.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be enough.
They got Alan Lazard there, man. Don't forget about him. Damn. You know, Equimanarius St. Brown.
Valdez Scantling.
Yeah. Oh, Jay Sternberger, you know, he could be the tight end, you know, that everyone's sleeping on.
Whoop, whoop.
That's what he's got to throw the ball to.
I know.
I'll tell you what he's got to throw the ball to.
These are what people in Wisconsin are telling people.
It's going to be a bad year for the Packers, I'm afraid.
It is.
All right. Now, in the South, two-team race? Do the additions the Buccaneers have made, does that make them a playoff team now?
I'd say them a playoff team, yes. Wild card team. They're not going to win the division, but they'll be a wild card team.
I think they've got a very good chance of winning the division. I think the Buccaneers and the Saints battle right down to last week of the season for the division.
Oh, yeah. I'll say that. I just have New Orleans just because New Orleans been together longer.
Now, I will say.
Doing things.
One thing I will say about the Buccaneers is that, they've got Tom Brady now, and they've got the wideouts. I'm not sold on Gronk coming back to play.
Oh, no.
I mean,
He'll be a red zone target for him.
He might be.
But I've got Tampa Bay. I got Tampa Bay first round bye.
Wow, that's okay. I still want to see if Tom Brady, how his arm's going to hold up to the two twin towers of Chris Godwin and Mike Evans.
Okay,
Drew
Brees is old too.
Yeah. Drew Brees is old too, but he's also got Alvin Kamara back there,
and he's got two guys. He's got Kamara and he's got Michael Thomas. Where Tom Brady's got, Leonard Fournette, LeSean McCoy, and Ronald Jones.
I don't know.
But you got Gronk and O.J. Howard at the tight ends. He does not have to really move the ball a lot.
Tampa Bay had a good draft defensively, too. They added some outstanding defensive players in the draft.
But my big thing, and it's not even all that, this is what Bruce Arians is best at. Taking an older quarterback who is a heady quarterback, surrounding them around pieces, and then letting them elevate him and his career another second. I mean, that's what Bruce Arians does. Yeah. He is not the quarterback, young quarterback whisperer. But what he can do is somebody who's old and knows the game, he can put them in a position to make them great one last time.
I've got the Bucs and the Saints tied for first in the division, tiebreaker. Saints, yeah. I guess.
That's how I got. I'm not saying that New Orleans is way better than Tampa Bay, but I just have New Orleans finishing first. Tampa Bay, they both make the playoffs.
Panthers, maybe 3 wins this year. Maybe,
I don't know. Teddy Bridgewater, he played well sitting in for Drew Brees last year.
I think the Panthers will battle the Jaguars for that number one pick.
Oh, I don't know about that now. I think they're better.
Carolina's got a good shot at the top 3 pick. Not a bad shot. Atlanta's just middling.
Atlanta just one of those teams. They just find ways to just be.
Window has closed. They would be better off at this point if they could find somebody to take Matt Ryan and take that contract and just, which they will. They could easily, but get picks, start over, because what you're doing right now is working. It's not working, and it's just 500 football at best. They've got so much talent
on that team, and they're just wasting it.
Yeah. They've wasted it. It's just getting older and older, and it's not getting better.
All right, now let's move on to the West, where the 49ers, defending champs in the West, defending NFC champs. Does anybody challenge them?
I don't see this. I don't have the Niners in the playoffs.
Really?
Really?
Nope.
And you taking Seattle in that division? Who are you taking?
Yeah, Seattle.
Seattle? I don't know.
Seattle, the same thing with pretty much what you say with the Patriots. Seattle until somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, they keep making the playoffs.
I think San Francisco, their defense is going to be so much better this year. Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk, when they both get healthy, George Kittle, that passing game is going to be, solid. I'll take San Francisco this year.
I'll tell you what, I don't think Seattle makes the playoffs this year. I think Seattle goes 9-7, and I think the 49ers and the Rams finish 1-2 in that division.
Yeah, I don't have Seattle to make the playoffs this year either.
The Cardinals are going to be improved. Cardinals are going to be a five. This is going to be one of those divisions where I think all 4 teams play 500 ball. 500 or better ball.
See, I think the Cardinals, I am unlike everybody else, I am not sold on Kyler Murray and Swag Daddy.
I don't know how the air raid off is going to work. And with, I mean, granted, they got the receivers for it, but I just don't know how it's going to work for them.
I think they're a 500 club. I do. Yeah. I think they're a 500 club.
Yeah, I'll go that.
I don't think they're all that in a bucket of grits.
No, they're not. You know, the darling that everyone wants to make them out to be.
And now we'll finish up with the East.
Yeah.
Where I think the Cowboys are the prohibitive favorite, and they should be.
Yeah. After all they've done to improve almost everywhere.
Eagles will be better this year than they were last year. I think the Eagles finish a game back of the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys will beat the Eagles twice this year.
It'll be close. I've got to be in close this year. The Eagles, once they get the receivers healthy, and Carson Wentz stays healthy. That's going to be the biggest key. Can Wentz stay healthy?
The Giants will be close. The Giants will be vastly improved, but I think they're improved to a 500 caliber team.
That's because everybody's going to be healthy again for them. They got receivers back again, and this is Jones' second year in the league.
But I will predict right now that at some point this season, you're going to be wearing this Michael Strahan jersey, buddy. You're going to have the Strahan jersey.
We need to start drug testing up here, I think.
You're going to have to wear it at least at once this season. You're going to have to wear the Strahan jersey. The Giants will beat the Cowboys.
You keep thinking this all season. You want to. It's not going to happen.
And Washington's Washington.
The Washington football team will just be awful.
4-12 at best. I feel bad for the coach.
Rivera,
because I love the guy. I liked him as a player. Mm-hmm. I like him as a coach. And unfortunately, he's coaching one of the worst franchises in the National Football League.
He had a rough off season. Going to Washington. Everything has gone down to Washington. Skin cancer and everything else. That's a tough off season right there, man.
But I feel bad for Ron Rivera.
It was skin cancer that he got?
Yeah, skin cancer.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel bad for Ron Rivera because I just when he took the job, I just felt bad because I just can't stand
him. I didn't feel bad for him when he took the job. He took the job. I know. He didn't get in trouble, and they say, now, Ron,
now you have to coach.
You can't
Washington.
Do that. Go sit in the corner for 3 years with the Washington football team.
By the way, I don't know if anybody caught it, but I did refer to them by their old name, so I'm the first one to screw that up this fall.
Yeah, that's all right.
Which will happen to a lot of people.
Doc, you're canceled.
That's it.
Does that mean I can stay home and watch The Simpsons?
That means you stay home and we stand in your front yard and yell at you.
Oh, okay.
That's it. There's a lot of that this year. Washington football team, the Las Vegas Raiders, we got to say now.
Oh, I hate that. That leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
There's nothing more perfect than the marriage between Las Vegas and the Raiders.
But the people in the black hole.
It's not that far of a drive from L.A. to Vegas. It's a couple hours drive.
Yeah, it's just a couple of hours.
If you can take off a Saturday and get there on Sunday,
like saying,
all right.
That'd be like saying, I can't believe you don't go to all the Texas Tech games. It's only 9 hours from here.
Some people do.
Yeah.
It's four. It's about three.
You get your RV, man. It depends. Ain't that bad of a trip.
Los Angeles, I think, is under four.
Yeah.
And it really depends on. Now, Oakland's a little bit.
Oakland's.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Yeah. I'm actually going to look that up here, but it's not that bad. It's not that bad. And plus the fan base are
hilarious.
But here's the thing.
Weirdos. You don't
here's
have to thing. Pay for hotel fare if you lose enough money at the casinos.
But here's the thing, though. If you want to get out of, for anybody that wants to get out of Oakland, you got to have a Snake Plissken helping you get out because Oakland is like its own little, world.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to co-sign on that.
But, all right. So we're down now to the playoffs.
Okay.
All right. NFC champs.
This is the year. They're cashing in chips this year, and the Cowboys don't do it this year, they're never going to do it.
All right, you're going with the Cowboys.
Yeah, this is it. This
over
is it.
Over who?
The Cowboys. I'm going to take the Cowboys over Minnesota.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I like that.
Blake?
As much as I want to put the Cowboys in there with all my heart, I'm going to not because okay. I just yeah. don't
you
want
don't to. You don't want to jinx yeah. it, do you?
Yeah. No.
This
no.
is my last. This is it. This is the last year I do no. this. Okay. I'm not
So I'm not doing that. So, but I do have the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game.
Beaten by?
Tampa Bay.
Whoa!
The Buccaneers.
All right. Wow.
Okay.
I like it. Meanwhile, I've got the Cowboys making the NFC Championship game, but not going to the Super Bowl as they lose to Drew Brees.
The Saints again.
The
okay.
Saints. I got the Saints going okay. to the Super Bowl. It's just something about, although wouldn't it be awesome to see Drew Brees against Tom Brady in the NFC Championship game?
Oh, yeah. They can take
Geritol Walker, could be your
take the Walkers
corporate
out to
sponsor.
Midfield for the,
That's
for the
it.
Coin flip and everything. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, man.
You know,
4 hours from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, 8 hours from Oakland.
That was 8 hours from Oakland. See?
But only 3 hours from Joshua Tree, man.
Okay. And finally, who wins the AFC championship? Blake, we'll let you lead this one off.
Hey, man. Sounds nice. Let's do it twice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Over. Who did they beat?
Sounds nice. We'll do it twice. I'm going same as last year. Baltimore okay. takes it on the chin again to Kansas City.
Well, okay. they did not. The Chiefs didn't beat Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Last year.
I got
they beat Tennessee
okay.
last year.
Baltimore, okay. Kansas City.
Right.
Baltimore yeah. loses.
I've you know what? And just because I want to see this game for an AFC championship, yeah. I'm going to take the wild card team,
yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers. To beat
the Baltimore Ravens.
Beat the Baltimore Ravens
oh, in
the
would NFC that be an awesome AFC yeah, championship
I
game?
I want to see that game. I want to see that
oh
game.
Oh, my God. So what you have just picked is round number four.
It is.
Round number four, Pittsburgh-Dallas. Oh.
Don't everybody want to see that, too?
Oh, my.
Okay. I'm going with the Chiefs over the Ravens. I think the Chiefs go back to the Super Bowl. All right, and now, Super Bowl. Who wins Super Bowl L whatever? L-I-I-I-I?
Well, the Cowboys are in it. They're going to win it, right?
All right, you say the Cowboys. Blake?
Chiefs.
I'm going with the repeat. I think the Chiefs become the first team since the Patriots to win back-to-back Super Bowls.
Okay.
But I tell you what, I am going to eat my vitamins. Say my prayers and hope.
Really? Is that what you're going to do?
Only it doesn't rub yes.
Oh, it's going to be gonna,
I'm gonna
brother
do, I'm going to do what all
Dallas,
us
baby.
Good little Hulkamaniacs do.
Ah, yes, indeed.
At night before bed, and then I'm going to pray for a Cowboys Super Bowl victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hey, man, dreams can come true.
Absolutely.
If we're just going to sit there and make picks. I'm going to go with what I want. That's what I want to see.
All right. So we got two Chiefs and a Cowboys. All right. We'll see if it works.
And this is it. I'm telling you, this is the last time I'm going to do that because this is.
And you know, when the Super Bowl winds up being Carolina and Miami, boy,
if that happens, I'm just done. I'm just done with everything.
No kidding.
I'll be done with, football, just you're no good to me anymore.
Oh,
why would it? What
if that, that happens? I'm going to wonder how Matt Rhule didn't win the national championship with Baylor. Obviously, you're such a qualified coach.
Oh
man,
how did Temple not become a powerhouse if you were able to do this with football players?
Wow.
Oh, no bitterness there.
Oh, it's just not going to happen.
All right.
I had no problem with Matt Rhule. If we could turn that into chicken salad,
when we come back, Astros baseball coming up here on KWHI.
Don't let the uniform fool you.
In the U.S. Army, every soldier is unique. With multiple ways to serve and 150 career opportunities, including medical, aviation, linguistics, and engineering, you can create your own path. And whatever you choose, you'll get all the training and resources you need to succeed for the long haul. And depending on the career you choose, you may also earn up to $40,000 in bonuses and incentives if you qualify. To find out more, stop by the U.S. Army Recruiting Office in College Station or Brenham, or learn more at GoArmy.com.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. Brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street in Brenham, and the U.S. Army. We want to remind you, Astros baseball is coming up next. Astros doubleheader with the Oakland A's. They are tied at 2 in the bottom of the fifth. So still a lot of baseball in game one, and then, of course, a second game. It's a doubleheader Monday of Houston Astros baseball. We'll see you again next week. We'll be back on Monday next week right here on the Brenham Sports Line. Same bat time, same bat channel.